From the National Humanities Center at Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, this is Wayne Pond with Soundings, conversations featuring scholars and visitors at the National Humanities Center. Modern music and the tradition, the topic of conversation last week on Soundings, now continues. My guests are two professors from the University of California at Santa Barbara, Edward Applebaum and William Prizer. Edward Applebaum is the 1984 winner of the Kennedy Center Friedheim Award for New American Music. His Kennedy Center Friedheim Award-winning composition will be heard on this edition of Soundings, courtesy of the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. William Prizer recently completed a fellowship at the National Humanities Center, where he worked on a forthcoming book entitled Isabella de Este and Music in Renaissance Mantua.
The piece, like all of my music, was and is autobiographical. I don't want to go into the details of that, but it was just composed during a period of some rather intense emotional things that I was experiencing. And although, again, there wasn't a trying for a direct correlation between what I was feeling and what I wanted to communicate in the sense that the Strauss Domestic Symphony goes to. Nonetheless, it was just a very honest kind of piece, and it's a good audience piece. Mm-hmm. It's a good contest piece in that sense.
Did you compose it with that in mind?
No, not at all.
By the way?
No, I just composed it trying to, again, it started out with a very simple harmonic progression, derived from a very much of an altered Dave Brubeck progression that I, mm-hmm. it's always with me. And the piece thereafter wrote itself. It was, and it's a very strange kind of piece in that it's a symphony and people are expecting a multi-movement work. It's not, it's in one movement. It's only about 15 minutes, which I think is an asset. I think that long contemporary pieces are very hard to listen to. And it has a it sort of runs the gamut of emotions, I think, mm-hmm. which was exactly what I was feeling at the time.
Let me ask for some instant analysis from your colleague Bill Prizer.
I suppose that I would really agree with the critic. Going back to the critics here, the critic said that to his ear, there was something about Ed's work that was basically American. Uh-huh. As opposed to something which had been concocted in conservatories and music schools. I think what the critic was really trying to say was that there is something genuine about the piece, mm-hmm. that it is not an intellectual exercise, mm-hmm. that there is the presence there of powerful emotions. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I could really pick a predominant emotion in the piece and say, well, the piece was about this emotion. Mm-hmm. I don't think I really should either. Mm-hmm. But I think Ed's characterization of the piece, at least as I have heard it in the three or four times that I have listened to it, is a valid one.
All right, now we're going to listen to this in a few moments, but let me ask you a loaded question. Ed Applebaum, Bill Prizer, is Symphony No. 2 unique? That's a much abused word. Did you want it, for instance, Ed, to connect with any sort of a musical tradition? You mentioned the influences of America's jazz music on it. Were you trailblazing? Were you looking to the past? Tell me about the mixture of motivations that helped create this.
I think that the only thing an artist has is him or herself. I deeply feel that the best art is art which you somehow get an experience of who the creator is. Uh-huh. I use the analogy of the Alexandria Quartet and maybe The Four Gated City by Doris Lessing. I've read the Alexandria Quartet several times.
Now, this is Lawrence Durrell's four novels.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an absolute tour de force in the English language.
He calls that, incidentally, I'm glad to hear you cite that, he refers to what he calls the shifting planes of reality. Did that have anything to do with this composition?
No, not necessarily. But what I was getting at was, although it is a tour de force, uh-huh. You can taste the beauty of the language.
Right.
I don't have an idea about who Lawrence Durrell is.
Mm-hmm.
I have no conception what sort of a person he is. However, upon reading Doris Lessing into halfway through chapter one, you know who that person is.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, and this is only from my own, from myself, I prefer to know who my artist is. If somebody is telling me something through this highly symbolic and highly egotistical mode of communication, I want to know something about that person. And so I think, to answer your question, I wasn't trying to trailblaze anything.
Right.
I was just trying to give some sort of thing about who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's acceptable, that's fine. If it's not acceptable, my feelings will be hurt, but it's not going to change me.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's successful in that sense, then that's wonderful.
Let's listen to Symphony No. 2, composed by Edward Applebaum, winner of the 1984 Kennedy Center Friedheim Award. First place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The program is Soundings. This is Wayne Pond at the National Humanities Center. You've just heard Symphony No. 2, composed by Edward Applebaum and performed by musicians from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. Edward Applebaum's Symphony No. 2 was the 1984 winner of the Kennedy Center Friedheim Award for New American Music. For generous permission to include Symphony No. 2 on this edition of Soundings, the National Humanities Center expresses its gratitude to Edward Applebaum, the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and the Curtis Institute of Music. Soundings on Modern Music and the Tradition concludes now with comments from Edward Applebaum and from William Prizer, both professors at the University of California at Santa Barbara. Ed Applebaum, our topic is Symphony No. 2, which is your award-winning Kennedy Center Friedheim Award winner for 1984. William Friedkin, the movie director, once said that the projectionist has the final cut. Where does that come for you? Is it the musicians? Is it the conductor who brings your music to life? How do you judge the success of the performance of one of your compositions?
Well, I think those are two separate questions. I think I have the final cut.
Okay.
Once the piece exists, if it hasn't been correctly performed, that's not my problem. If the piece...
Does it upset you if it's not?
Sure.
Okay.
Makes me mad as hell. I don't know any composer who wouldn't say that.
All right.
But I've been really blessed with some incredible performances of very difficult pieces and with some... performers and conductors who have championed my music over the years. My music is quite difficult, but it isn't unperformably difficult. You know, once you overcome the problems of notation and understand exactly why I wrote it in the way I wrote it, it's not difficult to perform. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not technically easy. There are some sections in the symphony which are very difficult, but you can get to it. And, you know, if you do a little woodshedding, which is good for the soul, I think, mm-hmm. if not the tree, you can get to it and it works.
Ed Applebaum, Bill Prizer, we've been talking about contemporary classical music. The focal point of our discussion has been Ed Applebaum's composition Symphony No. 2, which was the Kennedy Center Friedheim Award winner for 1984. Let me ask you to conclude our conversation. Reflect for me on the quality of music education today. Bill Prizer?
The good students are wonderful students, and they're excited by what they're doing. More than that, I think we're offering them today a broader spectrum than we offered students. I've mentioned this earlier in terms of jazz, mm-hmm. but schools are now teaching film music. They're teaching the traditional performance techniques. They're teaching history, theory. I think that students are getting a broad spectrum of the kinds of things that they will need.
Ed Applebaum.
I think that there is, and also this is reflective of what's happening in American music today. I think that this country is really the leader now, and I've talked to a number of European composers who honestly believe that now, that we're on the verge, or maybe in the first flush, I don't know, we're at the beginnings of a true explosion in this country, and it's the result of these new sources of patronage. It's the result of the Leonard Slatkins of this country, the Gerhard Samuels, the conductors who have, and I'm not excluding anybody, those are just two names that come to mind, of people who have gone out and said, this is my music. I'm an American, and these guys were the guys I was sitting in class with when I was a student, and by golly, that's the kind of music we should be performing. You know, it doesn't take any a special imagination to turn around to an audience when a new piece is done and talk to them. And when you do it, you get magic, because the audience is let in on what you're doing, and you play excerpts and you turn around and you play the piece. Bernstein, I think, was probably the first to do that. And now lots of people do it. And so consequently, American audiences, they don't boycott new music concerts anymore. they're coming. We're getting on regular subscription concerts, and we're being still played in ghettoized concerts where mm-hmm. the orchestra will go out to a university campus. But still, it's happening. It's happening more and more. And I think it's probably the most exciting time that American music has had. And it's really here to stay. I mean, we can go no place but up. And there is such a plethora of fine composers. It's really overwhelming that there is so much good stuff out there. And the secret's out.
You've been listening to Soundings from the National Humanities Center. This is Wayne Pond. The topic was Modern Music and the Tradition, featuring Edward Applebaum and William Prizer of the University of California at Santa Barbara. For his composition, Symphony No. 2, Edward Applebaum was the 1984 winner of the Kennedy Center Friedheim Award for New American Music. William Prizer recently completed a fellowship at the National Humanities Center, where he worked on a forthcoming book entitled Isabella d'Este and Music in Renaissance Mantua. For permission to use Symphony No. 2 on this edition of Soundings, the National Humanities Center expresses its gratitude to Edward Applebaum, the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. Next week on Soundings, a two-part program, including a conversation with Cleanth Brooks of Yale University, who recently presented the 1985 Jefferson Lecture, sponsored by the National Endowment for the Humanities. Also on Soundings next week, a discussion about efforts recently initiated by the National Endowment for the Humanities to preserve America's imperiled store of scholarly research materials. Until next week, this is Wayne Pond at the National Humanities Center. Support for Soundings comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Listen to Soundings. This is Wayne Pond at the National Humanities Center inviting you to join me this week for a performance of the 1984 Kennedy Center Friedheim award-winning composition, Symphony No. 2, performed by musicians from the Curtis Institute of Music. The composer of Symphony No. 2, Edward Applebaum of the University of California at Santa Barbara, will discuss his award-winning composition on this week's Soundings. Modern Music and the Tradition, Part 2 in a series, this week on Soundings from the National Humanities Center on this station.